Yeah, the eyes and everything. Well, I think I've mentioned to you before that my feeling is that they really take us over the coals with these clothes and things. These kids brought back some lacquerware, and Mrs. Quinn, who's the interpreter, has been going to town buying things for the kids, and it's very, you know, it's very nice of her. I think she's getting a rake off, but that's neither here nor there. Now, those stone elephants are quite expensive. They're between $5 and $10, and even upwards of that. The lacquerware, which isn't as good as the lacquerware I've sent for, I can hear you the groan now, but no, it isn't as I only sent for small vase. It's terribly high, just plain a screen, a little screen, maybe about 12 inches high, 18 inches high, and about 12 inches wide is $18. You know, this just really, really out. But that's because the you can't get them, and they've got the Americans by the throat. So I've become awfully anti-buying anything from there, so I'll have very few things. In fact, I gave away my Viet Cong hat, my rice hat. However, and that's all right, too, you know. I shouldn't complain. Everything here is, as I said before, it's fine. Kathy left. Here I am rambling on. I forgot to tell you that Kathy left. She left the day before. She left the day before yesterday. Amid many tears, and she had a Huey chopper come pick her up and take her off, and she really cried at the thought of having. She really was just beside herself. But there are a lot of reasons why, and I suspect one of them is that she's really not quite certain whether or not she wants to get married to this character. What my opinion isn't important. I think she's crazy to go ahead and marry him under the circumstances, but that's, again, you know, what I think isn't important. However, she did go off, and everyone was very, very happy to be up there to say goodbye to her, and she was just beside herself with tears, but I think that perhaps she'll be all right when she gets back to the States. At least I hope so. you should be expecting a couple of other boxes. Let's see, what else did I order? Oh, I ordered a whole bunch of dolls. And don't get panicky. I'm not keeping them. I bought some of them for, you know, birthday presents or Christmas presents, birthday presents for some of my godchildren and things like that, you know. I don't know what to get. I don't have a tremendous amount of money because don't misunderstand me. I have plenty of money, but to go to Bangkok, not like Hong Kong where I just went and bought. But I'll look around Bangkok and see what they have. I think most of the things they have are jewelry, and they have a lot of brassware. I did buy a set of the brassware for like luncheons and things. When am I ever going to use all this stuff? But I got more silver now than you can shake a stick at. But it was only $11, and so I bought that. And I'm not crazy about buying a great big $50 set of the bronzeware. Besides, it's hard to clean. Although I thought I might get Kathy the bronze goblets if she wanted those. And then I wanted to get, if I get anything, maybe along the jewelry line. Although I am quite convinced that I do just as well with my friend in Beirut as I could in Bangkok. I don't know if I told you, I got a beautiful smoky topaz from there that one of the fellas brought back for me because I gave him the money. It really is lovely. I've never seen a ring quite like it. It's just plain triangular shape. It's a very pretty thing. I got some pretty rings and jewelry and things while I was over here. And I did even pick up extra ones to bring home, like for Kathy's birthday and stuff like that. But let me see, what else do I have to tell you? I don't know whether you'd like a ring or not yet. I've never seen you wear anything except your wedding ring and the ring that you got from the Knights of Columbus ring you used to wear when we were kids that finally wore out. But I think maybe if I do get to go to Bangkok, I'll take tours and everything. And that'll be that. I can't think of what other news I had to tell you. guys and choppers that were hit and everything. And we've just been, as I say, keeping busy. And I got a letter from Miss Murray, Cat Murray, and she wanted to know if I wanted to go to a class on the commander's course, they call it, in Washington sometime in June. So I guess I just might be going. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm sure that I'll enjoy it. It's for a week, I think, and I think it'll be all right. And then, you know, you go every day, but they pay for it and everything, so it ought to be okay. And seems like I'm just rambling. I don't have a whole lot to say this time, but nothing really. We went up to Northern Station, as I said, we were up there for 3 days, and things were fairly, you know, they weren't so bad. And then we're down here. The Helgoland's been coming out every night. They always know when the VC are going to attack, and they're expecting a big attack this this time in Da Nang proper. But you know, you can't tell who they are. You can't trust them. They're all dressed the same, and it could be somebody right within your own outfit. The place that got hit a couple of nights ago, they swear it was an inside job, that somebody had to let these people in. And it was a mixed Arvin and American installation, and they swear that somebody had let them in. So you can't tell. It's really difficult. You don't know who's on your side and who's not. Although, speaking about that, I understand that the papers back in the States did write up that bombing of the LCM, but they said one was killed. I don't know whether they just didn't get the straight story or whether they really weren't, I mean, the story is really pretty bad when you think that these frogmen put a satchel charge underneath it and killed all those people. But again, you know, as I've said many times, I sometimes suspect that the only people that care about the servicemen over here are those who have families who have people over here. But I don't know what Nixon's going to do with this place. Anyhow, maybe I'll be coming back in 3 or 4 more years if it keeps up at this rate. Tonight I'm going to take some dresses down that I had made in the Philippines. The one the man wants to photograph and to send home to his family, his wife or children, I don't know which, had asked him to send home, if he could, pictures so they could get the idea of the paneling and everything, how they make their dresses. So I don't know what he's going to do. He'll probably take the pictures tonight. And I've got about 4 here that I've left because I'll be going on I'm going on E&M leave if I get to go. And I'll want to have something to wear out on the West Coast. So I don't know when you're going to see me. It's one of those things. What can I tell you? The room doesn't look the same with everything cleaned out. Gee. And the shipment I sent off today went to Chelsea. And I just felt it would be better than to try to send that stuff home, too. And, my relief is due in on the 12th or the 14th. I'm not sure which. And I wish you luck. Be a hard year for her, but I think that she'll do all right. She enjoys a very good reputation. They say she's a good supervisor. But I have a couple of my kids are on leave. I've been kind of cross. I was cross with them today. Well, one kid, I've just, you know, I really want to send him to see the shrink because, not that I think he's crazy, but I think he needs help. I don't know who could help him. He's only a young kid, and he hadn't heard from his wife in 3 weeks, and that's bad. You know, everybody looks forward to mail. And then she wrote and told him that all the money they had saved for R&R, he's supposed to go to Hawaii next month, she spent. So he just doesn't know what's going on, what the situation is. They hadn't been married too long before he got his orders over here. And he's very distressed and just sort of like in a daze. And today I really got very cross with him about something. seems like I'm just groping for words, and I knew I had a lot. After I finish this tape, I'm sure that I'll think about 50,000 things that I was going to tell you, but I had to spend so much time hunting up a tape recorder and everything because I was, mine wasn't working and all. No, I was just so annoyed. But that finally I got this. However, I'm sure you'll understand if I am sort of groping for words. I'm pretty well packed out. I've got to mail home some more tapes because people are recording some tapes for me. And then once I do that, then I'll be all set. I'm pretty good shape. I don't have a roommate as yet. They wanted to move some in last night, but I wouldn't let them because the room wasn't clean. And they still didn't do all that good a job on it, but at least it's something. So a couple of the girls, well, Mary Lucas came from Portsmouth, and she's here. I think that they sent two young kids over, too. And Captain Bolshevsky's coming in May, or April. May, I guess. I'll miss her. But Mary Easter won't. Mary's going to tell her. The big thing, of course, is, as far as we're concerned, is the lack of concern on the part of the chief nurse for everyone here and for her own responsibilities. I don't know. She was a nurse in the White House, I know, and she had duty in France and all. But she just doesn't seem to have any interest or concern for the kids. I don't know that I'll be able to, well, of course I won't be able to pick up the car the 1st of April. Besides that, I want a little opportunity to drive before I pick it up because after all, it's been a year since I've driven a car. And I'm going to have to, I'm sure it will come back to me very quickly, but I want to get, you know, at least drive around Chicopee for a day or two before I get up to Holyoke and get a car. I haven't heard any more about that kid from Holyoke, so we met back, but he must be back in the state someplace. I see the Philadelphia or Chelsea. You know, the one that Howell that had the bilateral legs. And I think I'm not tan, though, because I haven't been able to get, every time I've had a day off, darn it all, it's been raining, or it's been miserable, too cold and miserable. Thank goodness I have that spa weather jacket, like the one I sent Dad home. It doesn't look very glamorous, I must admit, but it sure is warm enough. I sent home my raincoat. Oh, there's the phone. I don't think I'm the only one that answers the phone here. There's no doubt about that. But listen, it's getting towards the end of this tape, and I really don't have much else to say. Except that I hope everything is all right and that you're feeling well and that you don't have any problems at home and that you get out of the snow. All the pictures that we've seen really are something, I tell you. And, well, maybe I'll, I don't know what to tell you when I'll be home. But as I say, I don't really mind. My year is up, and I've done my year, and it's been a good year and a happy year. I haven't had any complaints. I've worked hard. And I really do feel it's time to go home, but I'm not going to make myself and everybody else miserable for 3 weeks. And if I get a chance to go to Subic again, well, who can complain? You know, it's really a good deal. And the first night in Subic is always something to really remember, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. And a friend of mine from recruiting stationed at Clark, and another one stationed at in Japan, and another one stationed in, they're stationed all over the West Coast, so I don't have any problems. And I did get, I haven't heard from Catherine Bagdasarian lately, but I did hear from Mary Khalil, and she said if I didn't stop by on the West Coast, that would be it. Well, you need that day or so of transition to, you know, sleep, getting used back to the type of weather it is. By the way, if anybody wants any dishes, this is your last time to let me know, dishes or tea sets or anything like that, because this is it, you know. Well, bye for now.